Introducing the Intuitive Hour, Awaken Your Inner Voice, with psychic medium, author, and intuitive life coach, Michelle Beltran. The Intuitive Hour will empower you to learn how to magnify the powers of your intuitive voice. Listen in and expand your understanding of what it means to be psychic and how to awaken, amplify, and trust your inner voice.
Hello and welcome. This is the Intuitive Hour, Awaken Your Inner Voice, where we discuss all kinds of topics every Monday about intuition, psychic development, and your spiritual growth. I'm your host, Michelle Beltran. All right, today is a quick but jam-packed episode I think you're going to appreciate. The topic, how to read others. All right, let's go through some steps that are important as you embark upon reading others around you and developing your psychic ability and intuition. First and foremost, introductions. Your client, your readee, wants a warm welcome. Be sure that you give this. They want to hear in your voice that they are safe with you. Let this resonate from within. You're in charge. They are here to listen to you, so take the lead. All right, you'll want to talk about what's ahead and how will the minutes with this client unfold. Meaning, if there are expectations that you have, state them now. Also, invite your client's words on this as well. One expectation I have is that clients begin us with their first question, should they have one. And most do. Then I find the reading just takes shape from there. Another expectation I have is that clients tell me nothing about themselves. Nothing at all. Our left brain is so powerful that if we know anything, we begin to leap to assumptions. You are far better off knowing nothing. I require first names only. So you want to be sure to establish your expectations and style of reading. All right, on the topic of location and where we are, it is essential that you have created a very quiet and uninterrupted space that you feel comfortable. This is paramount. Be sure to sage your reading space regularly to clear out old stuck energy. Be mindful of the ticker. In most cases, your client will lose track of time. It's your job to be on top of this as well. And you might lose track of time also. So set a timer so that you can begin to gradually come to a close 5 minutes before ending. Also, remind your client at the beginning of the session of the time length that you will be in the reading together. Set an intention and say a prayer. If you forget all else, please be sure to do this. State your prayer prior to the session, and if possible, do this out loud with your client listening. This will help to ground and center the session. It brings you and the client to the pureness of this very important present moment. All right, connecting to the reading, connecting to your client. I want to ask you to imagine your seventh chakra, which is located at the top of your head. Imagine it linking to the client's seventh chakra. It's like an energy cord or connection. This is a powerful tool and assists you in alignment, accuracy, and clarity. Set boundaries and create a bubble. By this, I mean create an energetic bubble around you and the client. This helps to create a boundary from outside noise and further deepens the connection. Pets and other people aside. There is rarely a time when another person and even a pet will be in the session. People and pets, even if they sit quietly to the side, have energy. This can influence the session. Quiet your left brain. Meditation is the key, as many of you know. It is important before and after the session. This cool down is the time to turn down your analytical thinking mind. It is a must do. Make an agreement with your left brain that you'll come back and give attention to all the to-dos of the day after the session is done. Amp up your right brain. Say hello to your right brain, intuitive mind, and say it out loud if you must. You might try visualizing a knob or a dial out in front of you that controls your right brain. Watch the dial as it rotates and is turned all the way up. Another tip, place your pointer finger of your non-dominant hand above your brow between your eyes. Rotate it clockwise and then counterclockwise a few times. This will send the message to your third eye, the seat of your clairvoyance, to begin opening. Finally, you'll want to end your session and do a clean out with the separation rose. So, when you are complete, ask that any energy from the client that is lingering or might have come to your space to go to an energetic rose you have created out in front of you, the separation rose. Then ask that any of your energy that might be lingering or that went to the client space also go to the rose. Then watch as this rose floats into the sky and absolves all energies returning to where they are meant. Remember, establish your reading routine and stay consistent with it every time. Use your psychic tools, grounding, running energy, prayer of protection. All of these are available in podcasts here at the Intuitive Hour. If you need a reminder, do visit them. All right, everyone. That is our episode on how to read others. I do invite any questions or comments about this wonderful topic at mbeltran@michellebeltran.com. All right, have a wonderful rest of your week.
Thanks for listening to the Intuitive Hour. If you're inspired to take your intuitive development to the next step, be sure to enroll in Michelle's newly released Kickstart Your Intuition e-course at michellebeltran.com.